So we're sitting here trying to figure out, what does it cost to house a drug dealer? What does it cost the taxpayer, or what does it cost to incarcerate someone like that?
Oh, what? $50,000, $60,000 a year. That was a number like 10, 15 years ago, so it's probably up. It's cheaper to give him an education at the top university. Hmm.
Good morning. Hello. How you doing?
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it time to let drug dealers out of jail?
Yes. My brother's been locked up since he was 21. He's 28 now for selling drugs. All his 20s. I think it's a bit ridiculous.
What was he selling?
Cocaine.
Now, that's a debate there because that's a heavy, powerful drug. But then again, the people are abusing.
He's a non-violent offender. We have people out here with malicious wounding charges getting out quicker.
Yeah.
People killing people. I mean, getting found not guilty and being free. I think it's ridiculous.
When is he supposed to get out?
2016.
Wow.
Okay. So he'll be about 30.
I know some brothers been in jail since the 90s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Didn't scratch anybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, you wonder that, you know, the after effects of drugs, you know, once you sell them to that individual, what did that individual do? Did that individual hurt somebody, you know?
Let me tell you something. That same community is still full of drugs right now, and those dudes been gone 20 years. Mm-hmm. So what did you do?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Hi. I agree with Sue. I just feel like, you know, it's a nonviolent offense. There's no reason that a repeat child molester should get 5 to 10 years and a drug dealer gets life. I don't understand that at all.
Wow. Yeah.
And Russ, just for an example, you remember, what's his name, Brent Jones? That was the one that played for the Cowboys that killed his friend. He's already out.
Yeah. And he was driving drunk.
Exactly.
Dante Stallworth killed somebody and was out quickly and back in the league.
Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, I think it is time to let nonviolent drug offenders, drug dealers out of jail, especially those that are selling Teddy Weed, Nickel, and Diamond, man. They're just trying to get by. When you got these doctors that are experimenting with our bodies saying, hey, take this. We didn't give you enough. Take that. And if you look at the side effect, it's worse than drinking alcohol.
Appreciate that. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, it's Tracy from Cincinnati. How y'all doing?
All right.
I never understood locking drug dealers up because the crime is you taking the drug. Drug dealers don't make you buy drugs. You're killing yourself when you buy it and you put it in your body. You know, when Bush, back in the days, the first Bush did the war on drugs, it made me mad because I'm like, where's the war on pedophiles? It's not a crime until the drug dealer starts making more money than the government. If they're not violent, let them out and trade them for some pedophiles or somebody that's doing some real crimes.
All right, Tracy, thank you. Good morning. Hello. Is it time to let drug dealers out of jail? What do you think?
I think it's definitely time to let drug dealers at least reevaluate the charges and the amount of time they put on drugs, because normally drug dealers run in packs, and you get 10 years just for running in a pack. They call it crime syndication. I mean, and so 10 years just for doing a crime with your friends, I mean, it's just ridiculous the amount of time they give people.
Yeah,
they probably need to look at the mandatory drug minimum laws.
Yeah, 10 years, mandatory minimum.
Yes. Wow. Good morning, hello.
Hey, this is Rashawn from Baltimore. What's happening?
What's happening, man? Go ahead.
Hi. Hey, man, I want to say, man, listen, I agree with letting, like, the weed dealers out. But false crack dealers, man, they should never get out, man, because all you have to do, like, look around in Baltimore, like, the effect of, like, crack had on these neighborhoods and these families for generations and generations, man.
And that was my point. That was my point.
It's not a good point for the simple fact drugs are still in Baltimore today. You got to understand the drug dealers are not bringing in drugs. They're not growing drugs. The drugs are not coming from here. They're coming from somewhere else. And every time you remove a drug dealer, someone else steps up in his place.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Rashawn.
Is it time to let drug dealers out of jail?
I think they should wait until it becomes legal in the state. If it's still legal in the state, maybe leave them in for a little longer. But if it's legal, then you can start, you know, letting them out a little bit. But within reason, you can't let them out if they've violent crimes, stuff like that. But just selling weed, let them out if it's legal in the state.
Yeah, that costs way too much to house somebody selling weed.
Too much.
And they're starting to legalize it, you know.
Yeah.
Good morning. Hello. And their prescription drugs are more powerful than cocaine.
Wait, come
right
on now.
Now.
You know how many Michael Jacksons are out there and how many Dr. Murrays are out there? Yeah. We're not even talking to those folks.
Good morning, hello.
Morning, Tom.
How you doing, man? What you think?
Yeah, they should let the drug dealers out, but they should put those pharmaceutical people in. I mean, I saw a commercial the other day. I thought it was a deodorant commercial. It was about testosterone. And then they said the side effect. Your leg might fall off. You might get blood clots in your eyes and all. I mean, come on, man. That's who they should put in jail.
All right.